This is Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features there for free. So enjoy those, including our listening options. Around the clock, you can get live streams in broadband and dial-up flavors. There's our webcam, as well as listen lines that allow you to listen in via any phone that can dial long distance. It's all free. Listen.freetalklive.com. Before we get back into the phone calls here, there's an issue that I think we need to address here, and it came up at the very end of the last segment in the most recent hour. So for those of you just tuning in, you missed it. Carl called in, and Carl has been calling the show for
Long time, years now.
He's had quite a hiatus recently, but
there was a long hiatus, and then up until recently when he's called probably about once a week for the last 3 weeks. And he always calls in with the same thing.
I recall previously that he would call in with different stuff. Maybe I'm wrong here, but it seemed like he would cover different things. He'd certainly plug his situation when he got the opportunity, but he would call in with different sort of
My memory's a little fuzzy on that, but
it's been years.
But recently, he's been calling to plug Free Carl or whatever the heck his website is, where he is, for our listeners that just tuned in, he was apparently went to jail in the United States, was allegedly being sought after by the U.S. Marshals or the feds in some way, the prosecutors, and you know, I have no reason to disbelieve
his story. For something that he, you know, shouldn't have been being sought after or whatever.
Right? I have no reason to disbelieve his story. It's just that he served the time, was let out, then decided he wanted to leave the United States. Can't say I blame him. Went up to Canada because rumor could be that Canada will give you asylum. It's not true anymore. It might have been true back during the Vietnam War, for instance, but not anymore. And so he went up there. They caught him because he went to their government and he asked for asylum.
Yeah, I think he might have done it at the border crossing.
Yeah.
At the very least, it could have happened that way.
And they got him.
And they said, essentially, look, you can't have asylum here. We don't do that stuff anymore. We'd like to send you back to the United States.
And he wouldn't go back.
Fighting what essentially is freedom in the United States. By freedom, I mean not being in jail.
But where he is right now in Canada.
Right. Being in jail in Canada in order to go back to the United States. I don't know that there's any real evidence of what's going on. And if there is, maybe he's got a couple of months that they will give him time served for. He's been in prison for 3 years in Canada.
So he kind of chose to continue on in Canada when he could have just come back to the U.S., you know, gone underground, hid, or, you know, gone to Mexico, done something else. There could have been other options.
The authorities, if they want him, they want him for a couple of months tops in the United States.
He's saying he never said that he was wanted. He's just paranoid about living in the U.S. He already
Every other country on the planet will let you come except for Canada.
I don't know if that's true, but
I don't know I don't know that's entirely true.
Nonetheless,
but I've been to 13 countries as a convicted felon.
He got into a situation that he could have gotten himself out of. Then he ends up in this cell in Canada. They transfer him to an insane asylum, basically because they think he's nuts because he doesn't want to go back to the United States,
where he wouldn't be in jail,
keeping him there. And so, I mean, it's a tragic story. It's a story of miscommunication, misunderstanding, him not really knowing what he was getting into with their system when he decided to jump in feet first, thinking he knew what was going on. And then, of course, the rules were changed beyond his what he believed would be the case. And we've talked about it to an extent on this program in detail over the years. And so really the question becomes, as the guy hosting the show or the guys hosting the show, and those of you out there are certainly welcome to chime in with your opinions on this, is where do you draw the line? Right?
Because, how many times does he get to call in about the same thing?
Well, because normally when somebody calls in to, say, plug their liberty-oriented business or something like that, then, yeah, okay, here, go ahead and have your plug. Get your book out there or your, you know, silver thing or whatever it is that you're doing, whatever agorist food cooperative thing or whatever it is that you've got going on, we'll usually give you a free plug and you tell us about what you're doing and you explain it and, you know, there's something there, some more content than just, hey, I got a business and blah, blah, blah. You know, just kind of you tell your story, how you got into it, et cetera, et cetera. So there's some content there. But after you call in that one time, we've got a pretty firm and fast rule on this show
that
says
you pay for it.
Right. We've got advertising packages. I mean, people want to get promoted on this show, pay for that promotion. A one-off, no big deal, right? That's, you know, it's a friendly thing to do, not a problem. You're not going to get any real results from that anyway. You get results from advertising by repeating the message over and over and over again, because people aren't always paying attention, especially in the world of radio. Our podcast listeners are much better at listening to things like that. They're much better at activating on a short notice. So thank you to our podcast listeners for that. But podcast listeners listen in a different way than a radio listener does. A radio listener is getting in their car, they're driving to work for 15 minutes, they're hearing a chunk of the show, and then they're turning off the engine and they're going in to do what they were going to do. And so it's not the focus necessarily of that person. As much as we'd like to, for instance, have the kind of content that is the key in the ignition style content, where they get to where they want to go and they keep the key in the ignition for an extra 5 minutes as they listen to more of what they were hearing on their way to work. I mean, that's like the best kind of radio you can do, right?
Sure.
Where you've got that person's attention beyond what their original intentions were for listening.
I've done that.
Right, right. And it's really compelling programming when you do that. And so we want people who want to reach out to our whole audience, and we're willing to charge them a reasonable amount in order to get that message across. So the question becomes, well, Carl's not promoting a product.
And he's never going to advertise. I mean, he's
certainly
in prison.
He's in prison.
In Canada.
And Carl's story was interesting. We talked about it. How much more time should we really spend allowing Carl to call in and take control of the airwaves for the same exact purpose every single time? Where do you draw the line?
What if it wasn't Carl, it was Mark Emery?
Well, you know, if Mark Emery was on the line, we would be
asked once a week.
Right. We would be getting stories about what Mark was doing,
yeah.
And Mark Emery wouldn't open up his call by saying, it's Mark Emery, my website is freemarkemery.com.
So some of it's a sort of an issue of rudeness, you know, like he's not going by sort of the average way that people would conduct themselves. You know, they would give instead of take.
He's plugging. He's calling for a plug for his situation. And I don't blame him. He wants to get out of there. He wants to be given asylum. And I think he thinks that the more people that visit his website, the more likely that's going to be.
Yeah, and that's the problem for me. He's not bringing new content or new information. He's not telling stories about other people that he's encountered in there who have even worse problems than him. He's not bringing that much to the table. And if it is repetitive and if you're bored with it, then you know, maybe you don't want to give him as much time.
No, I don't, and that's certainly that's the way I'm feeling about it. I just wanted to kind of hash it out on the air. And
he needs new stuff, and is the way it is. And you know, next time he calls in, I don't think you stop people from calling on Free Talk Live, but you say, look, man, hey, or you as the host, you steer it. You say, hey, Carl, tell me about some other stuff that's going on
in the
prison.
Tell
me some government
kind of
horror stories of jail
there
in Canada. And if you can't come up with that, Carl, then, you know,
thanks for the
we're
going to
move on. Yeah, not just a website plug. So I think it's just a general good rule for calling Free Talk Live. You know, bring some content to the table. Don't just call for the purpose of. It's not Free Plugs Live. It's a discussion. It's a conversation, and I want to feel like we're having a conversation. Anyway, 800-259-9231.
In radio, we're already hookers. We'd at least like to get paid for it, right?
Speak for yourself.
What does that mean?
Well, in radio, you talk about what people... I play the ads that people pay me to play.
Yeah.
Not the ads that I necessarily think are the greatest ads in the world.
Sure.
For free. You know, I mean, I'm not in this for my heart and soul on what the ads were going to play, because that doesn't pay the mortgage. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I heard that. So. Let's go to your phone calls. You can bring up what you want. Let's start things out here this hour with James in Massachusetts. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
James, what's on your mind tonight?
You hooked me with the internet topic. I wanted to pretty much offer my two bits on the issue.
The idea of this supposedly totalitarian internet, too, the specter of fear that Sam has been bringing out tonight.
Yeah. I'm saying that, yeah, it's likely they'll try, but there's no way they'll successfully pull it off.
Now, I want you to back that up when we come back. Hang on, 800-259-9231. That's a pretty definitive statement. There's no way that they could pull that off, whereas I was just saying, well, I hope that the techies will keep us free. I don't know how it's going to play out.
I'd like to hear it.
I trust that the marketplace can do it, but he seems pretty sure of himself, so we'll find out what his explanation is. James, more with him in a moment. Your calls as well. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals in a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them three cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 800-405-7850.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those. And those features include our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of Free Talk Live. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. So HostGator, by the way, is a worldwide lender for web, or leader, not lender, for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You can create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com and receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you. That's HostGator.com. 1-800-259-9231. Let's continue with your phone calls here. James is with us in Massachusetts. And James, you made a pretty firm statement earlier saying that Sam's suggestion that this Internet 2 was going to be coming in and the government was going to be cracking down and shutting down freedom on the Internet was just not possible. Can you explain?
Well, I should clarify first. I didn't say it wasn't. I may have sounded that way, but what I mean is they will not have the victory. They can do what they plan to do. Like, the moment I heard about this Lieberman bill, the first thing that came to my mind was things like the Spanish Inquisition, the Catholic Church in the Middle Ages, and how they burned books to suppress the flow of information. And I think that the parallels will continue. And in the end, the Catholic Church collapsed, didn't it?
Well, I don't know that it's completely under the ground at this point, but it's admittedly getting there.
Religion certainly doesn't have a hold over people, organized religion that it once did, but it still does for the most part.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the way that I'm coming from this at is if they one day decide to create some kind of mandatory login requirement where you have to go to the government, you have to give them all your information, then you log in, and then they can, you know, tie all of your actions back to your username. That seems like it's going to be pretty hard to escape. I mean, I can go out. There's people that go out and drive without driver's licenses on the roads today, but most people have a license.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, and that's a completely dystopian scenario. But what's stopping me from, say, running a web server in my home and making it accessible over Wi-Fi? Making something illegal just drives it underground, and whatever measures they may take, they won't have the final victory.
Right. No, I agree with you in that regard that, you know, people will find ways to tunnel through this stuff. They will use ways to sort of hide their anonymity, proxy servers outside of the area of control that the United States has over all these other countries in the world. And certainly we can start building our own network. The thing is, the mainstream people out there do not know how to set up a Wi-Fi router or link to their neighbor or do any of these things. So, you know, yes, they won't be able to get it. There will always be that small percentage. But if 80% of the people have the Internet effectively shut down for them and are unable to locate this information, I think that's going to have a pretty dramatic and drastic effect on free speech.
James, yeah. Other thoughts?
It just seems like the Internet was like the printing press of this era. And it's not going back.
No, it's not.
Whatever they try to do to cripple the printing press, there is going to be an alternative means to do it.
I tend to take your position.
I agree with that, but I'd just like to point out that the printing press did get its shins kicked here and there in the early ages. Those the government agencies, religious agencies, which were essentially the same thing at the time, didn't like the printing press and did give it some trouble early on. I can't think of too many instances where information has actually been put back in the bottle, and I agree with you on that point. It's just that I guess Sam's saying vigilance here is an important issue.
Yeah, you know, and I think we're coming into a critical next few years here as the economic situation deteriorates further, and you know, governments are going to are already broke. They're going completely bankrupt. A lot of the states are completely bankrupt. They're going to have some real issues to face, and that, along with the Internet sort of applying all of that pressure in the way that only the independent media can, I think that's going to have quite an impact. So if there's a way that they can shut that off, even if it's only temporarily until it spawns something even better that doesn't depend on the existing infrastructure that's been taken over by the government, that would be great. I would love that. I just think, you know, there's a lot of harm that could be caused or a lot of progress that would be lost in the meantime.
Thanks for the call tonight, James. I appreciate hearing from you. Would love to hear from somebody who's in Australia right now, because they've been dealing with this proposed, and I believe it's been implemented. I'm trying to get that to ascertain that information right now as to what extent it has been implemented. The idea of having an internet filtering scheme, if you will, across one particular political designation is being tried in Australia. And according to Wikipedia, let's see here, according to them, in 2006, the Labour Party committed to requiring all ISPs to implement a mandatory internet blocking system applicable to all households, schools, and other public internet points to prevent users from accessing any content that has been identified as prohibited by the Australian Communications and Media Authority.
Is it one of those things that they decided to prohibit were pornography with women with small breasts?
Yeah, that was something down. Yeah, that went on down.
I don't know if it was true, but just at least a proposal.
That's much easier though. That's a block list on your router. So,
well, it's the ISPs that would be implementing that.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, while I might want to believe that the ISPs are going to stand up for freedom, maybe they won't. You know, maybe they won't. But on the other hand, there's a story later on here in the Wikipedia story about how they were hacked. Apparently, on March 26th of 2009, the Australian government classification website was attacked by an anonymous organization, automatically redirecting them to a page on the same site with a message mocking censorship efforts with the text. Here's what they put up on the government's own website. This site contains information about the boards that have the right to control your freedoms, with a Z. The classification board has the right to not just classify content, the name is an elaborate trick, but also the right to decide what is and isn't appropriate and ban content from the public. We are part of an elaborate deception from China to control and sheepify the nation to protect the children. All opposers must hate children and therefore must be killed with a large melons during the prosecution parties in September. Come join our alien space party. So, you know, it's...
You think they were taken seriously.
It's things like that that give you hope. The fact that the government's own classification website, the site for the bureaucrats that decide whether or not you can see things, was hacked by the underground.
Yeah, you know, it's certainly true. The more drastic steps the government takes to limit free speech, the more drastic the hackers will go in and attempt to restore it.
There's basically more. In September 2009, the group Anonymous reawakened in Operation Didgeridoo. It's a D-I-E at the end.
Okay.
Didgeridoo. In order to protest the policy of internet censorship, and on 9th of September initiated a distributed denial-of-service attack against the Prime Minister's website. As a result of the attack, the site was taken offline for approximately 1 hour. On February of this year, the 10th, Australian Parliament website was attacked by Anonymous. It included distributed denial-of-service, black faxes, prank calls, and spam emails.
Black faxes.
Black faxes, that's always a good one.
Yeah, that's some funny stuff.
You send a black page through the fax machine over and over
all
again.
Their toner.
Yeah, you loop it over and over again, so if they're not there when it happens, they're screwed. More coming up.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, they completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. Of course, freetalklive.com is the place to go. Over 2,000 pages on our wiki. You can go there and edit virtually anything you see. It's like a listener editable version of our website. wiki.freetalklive.com, W-I-K-I. freetalklive.com.
And Free Talk Live has teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some of the best prices on gold and silver that you're going to be able to find on the internet anywhere. People are buying gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, barter currency, and you can pick it up at some really great prices at gold.freetalklive.com. I've tried to pick some coins there that you can match to other places that are selling gold and silver so that you can see their rates and compare for yourself. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, the toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. More internet censorship here, a little bit more information on this discussion. We've been talking about kind of the speculation as to, well, we know that the government people want to control the internet, and here in the United States, it may be a little bit more difficult for them to do that than in Australia. And I think it's pretty safe to say that there are people within the government that would just salivate over the idea of being able to restrict people's access to the internet. On the other hand, you've got the people that love the freedom that the internet provides. That the internet's such an unusual beast, because if you look back at the history of mankind, it's kind of like been a history of oppression for the most part. There have been a few pockets of freedom here and there throughout the history, but they've all ended up going away over time and being ruled over by some strong man and his military might or whatever. So there's always been this kind of history of oppression of the little people by the elites and so on and so forth. across time. So there's never really been true freedom, I mean, significantly, to any extent, for a significant period of time, to where people could really appreciate what they have. But with the Internet, it started free. The Internet kind of came into this totalitarian world that we have, with governments controlling and micromanaging virtually everything about our lives. And then all of a sudden, in the mid to late 1990s, bang! You know, there's this Internet that just pops into to existence, and the growth is so spectacular that the government people couldn't have done something had they even figured out what they wanted to do. They're still, here we are now, the end of the first decade in this century. Here we are now, and the government people are still trying to figure out how to put the wraps on this Internet.
Yeah, at the very least, tax it, right?
Tax it, yeah. They still haven't figured that out.
Right, right. So they move slow, thank goodness. The Internet and technology moves lightning fast, and so it grew beyond the probably the wildest expectations of the people in the early days. I remember watching early 1990s reports on television, like the mainstream media, about this Internet network of however they were describing it at the time. It was very clueless sounding, and like, well, this is just a bunch of computer geeks. And now those same television stations are grasping for ratings and trying to keep advertisers.
You think this Internet thing's going to stick?
Yeah.
I mean, what about the hula hoop?
That kind of stuff. Yeah. So Internet just exploded, and this freedom just exploded into people's lives, and they love it. You know, people love the idea that they can go and get whatever they want on the Internet, however they want it, any old time they want it, for the most part. I think that most people that use the Internet appreciate the freedom that is there. And that's because they were actually allowed to experience it.
Yeah. You mean I can actually read? I can get my own copy of the Bible. I don't have to listen to the guy in church tell me everything that's in there.
Yeah, that was some of the first explosion of freedom that you're referring to. The the Geneva Bible that was predated the King James Version by several decades. As a matter of fact, the King James Version is this statist version that has been adopted by so many of the, in my opinion, corrupt Antichrist churches out there. If you'll take a look at the Geneva Bible, the translation's much different and much more empowered for the individual.
Interesting.
So that's just kind of where I'm coming from here, is that the clamping down on the freedom of the Internet is coming from a completely different perspective as the clamping down on freedom in the rest of our lives has, because that's been a gradual process that has taken time over generations to indoctrinate people. You get them into the government schools, you teach them the government is good, and you teach them to obey, and you teach them to be good little citizens, and to plug into the system and follow the predetermined path, if you will. There'd been a lot of work and a lot of time and a lot of effort that the government people had put into that control system. And the Internet is just, it's a completely different animal, because if they're going to try to crack down on the Internet, they're going to take something that is free and begin putting restrictions on it. It's a very
difficult process. That's a harder
process,
putting genies back in bottles.
Exactly, especially when you've got people like this anonymous group that in February of this year attacked another Australian website, Australian government website. They did black faxes, they did prank calls, spam emails, and denial of service on their servers. The attacks commenced at a midnight local time on February 10th, and the website was down for 2 days, at the very least, from that attack. The attack, named Operation Titstorm, is reportedly in defiance of the government's banning of small-breasted women and female ejaculation and pornography. The group called for physical media to be distributed to members of the Australian Labor Party, as well as assaulting email addresses, phone numbers, and fax numbers with spam and pornographic images that were in the categories to which were going to be filtered by the government's policy. I mean, this could really make some government bureaucrats' lives living hell. I mean, if they're trying to use their fax machine and there's black pages coming out of it all day until the toner goes, they're trying to check their email because, you know, I'm sure they're using their government email addresses for personal correspondence and for...
Find out what to get at the grocery store on the way home.
Cutting deals with people or whatever it is that they do, whatever kind of corrupt things that they do. It'll be difficult to find the payoff email amidst all the penis pump stuff or whatever it is. They're probably taking their email addresses and signing them up for spam and that kind of stuff. So there are ways to deal with this system, because the government people aren't going to want their Internet to go away either. I mean, even the ones that want to control the Internet aren't going to want to stop email. You know, they're not going to want to stop the things that they benefit from, the Internet services that they enjoy.
Well, I think the way that the government would approach it is they will come out and say, look, we need a way to sort of throttle everything back. in the event of an emergency, now, you know, this is just for emergencies, of course.
That's how they do it.
We need to make sure that the government communications can get through, because the government communications are far more important.
They are more important than your communications.
And they tried to do the same thing with the phone network. I mean, I sat next to the guy on the plane that was part of that bureaucracy and wanted to know, you know, can we use your tools that I was a systems engineer for, in order to help them achieve that, to where they could shut off everybody else's phone calls so that the government offices were given priority over all the little peons.
Mm-hmm.
So
did it end up happening?
No, no, it wasn't really possible to do it in the SS7 protocol that the phone network uses.
And as we found out recently, after all this scare about this internet kill switch, surely you've heard the stories.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it turns out really all they've done is they've asked the internet service providers to, you know, to essentially go along with the plan if something like that were to happen. And, of course, as we pointed out, if that actually were to occur, it would be incredibly devastating. It would be far more terroristic and devastating to the economy than any kind of cyber attack would be. So hopefully that they won't go along with it. And that really is all it depends on. It depends on the compliance level of the people that are operating these internet companies. And I would really love to hear from somebody who's in Australia. 800-259-9231. But I fully support, by the way, this counterattack stuff. I am not a violent person. And I don't support violence. And I don't support hurting people. But I have no problem with what this anonymous group did to this government website.
Monkey wrenching rather
than... that's monkey wrenching. It's screwing up their system. It's making it difficult for them to do their tyranny without actually hurting anybody. I don't see any problem with that.
So let me take a counterpoint on this. I'm not saying I necessarily believe it. I kind of feel the way you do, actually. Yeah. But let's think about this for a minute and step back. You're clearly getting... is it okay to pour sugar into a cop's gasoline tank? Is it okay to blow up a building, a government building that you know
to blow up a building
is unoccupied?
I would say, yeah, that's no big deal.
What?
I would say that, if you're monkey wrenching the system, what's the big deal?
Destroying a property of that magnitude?
Well, I mean, as long as it's safe. I mean, if there's nobody there, it's a pretty ludicrous suggestion. Because there could be janitors and things like that in there, so I wouldn't recommend doing anything like that. But, you know, filling the locks on City Hall with epoxy or something like that, making it difficult for them to, you know, throwing tacks underneath the police cars in their parking lot and that kind of thing.
No, and tacks aren't going to puncture.
Whatever. I mean, the Caltrops.
Roofing nails.
Yeah, roofing nails.
No.
Sorry. Well, you can figure something out. You can figure something out. Oh, you're saying nothing would be acceptable in those.
That is not acceptable.
What do you think? 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. How far should monkey wrenching go? It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they passed. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll free, bring up anything, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are free. So enjoy those. And freetalklive.com. Also enjoy Sam's website, obscuredtruth.com. Coming up here later tonight, we're going to give you a special announcement, an exclusive, I think, announcement that Sam's got a brand new video that's going to be coming out. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in a little bit. Take your calls about what you want. And don't forget, if you want to support Free Talk Live, go to promote.freetalklive.com. You can get a whole list of things you can do to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations and more ears around the internet. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. As we go to Ty, listening in Tennessee on the Amp Lines. Hello, Ty.
Hey, Ian, there's a couple of things I wanted to bring up. I was going to talk about something different, but this discussion about the internet is very interesting. And the first point I want to bring up is that the internet is basically an unintended consequence of government action that actually turned out well, because it came from the Defense Advanced Rejects Research Project Agency. You know, as a way to ensure that communications got around. So it's a very versatile protocol. It's not very efficient, but it's very versatile.
Now, I've heard this before. Now, when people say that it came from DARPA, I mean, what does that really mean? Because I understood that there were a number of colleges that were involved in the internet in the early days.
That's when it became ARPA. It changed from DARPA to ARPA. They dropped the defense. When it became ARPA, then it became more institutionalized with hospital research and universities and things like that. But it was born in a defense agency.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a side point.
Before you go on with that, I think that when people make that claim that, the internet was here because of the government, I think that it's a little misdirecting, because the suggestion is that, well, if it weren't for DARPA, we wouldn't have the internet. And I think that's pretty ludicrous. I mean, I know you're not suggesting that.
Ludicrous. We may have something similar, but it would not be the TCP/IP protocol.
Yeah, I believe what they created was DARPA. the stack, the protocol.
TCP/IP stack.
Yeah, the protocol stack, which allows the computers to sort of send packets out, not know how they're going to get to their endpoint, but they just send it to the router, and the router takes its best guess as to where to send it to next.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So they've invented this structure where you could take any little part of the network out of the equation and your packets
Sure, that's
can still
fine.
Arrive.
But to suggest that that couldn't have come about without DARPA, and I know neither of you are suggesting
that. It may have been 10 years down the road or who knows when.
How do you know that? We don't know. It could have been a year down the road. But to suggest that it wouldn't have come out without the government's assistance is like saying that man would have never gotten to the moon if it weren't for government either. So,
no, but I'm just saying
but
that it was
is
a happy
them
accident.
That did it.
That it actually was an unintended consequence that worked out well.
Okay, fair enough.
But anyway, I also wanted to say that the denial of service attacks, I think that something you may be missing is the fact that a lot of those attacks are distributed denial of service attacks, which means they're using other people's computers to attack the government computers without their permission. These are compromised computers.
Okay, so you're saying the anonymous hack group is not using their own group's computers?
That's right. They're not using their own computers and network to attack it. They're using computers they have compromised to attack it.
Well, that's certainly not appropriate. I mean, you're talking about essentially breaking into somebody else's computer or using malware or something like that to take
it. Yeah, you know, these people, some people use, they go to Facebook, they have no idea of, the idea of defensive computing or safe computing, and they do all these different Facebook games or different applications, and they get the malware on there that, you know, seems innocent until it can be triggered and it can be used. And so I'm all for this idea of, you know, maybe gumming up the works, but if you're going to do it, use your own property.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it, Brian. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Let's get back into the monkey wrenching here because I want to make it clear, Mark. I'm not advocating people blow buildings up. I'm just saying I wouldn't be opposed to it. So does that make sense? Like,
no.
If somebody wants to go, you said, well, how far? We're talking about how far should monkey wrenching go? And I'm opposed to violence personally. I think that violence is not.
Okay, so
to...
violence is an action against a person, and vandalism is an action against their property, right?
Well, it's not really anyone's property because it's the government's property. So it's not actually owned by anyone in that it was taken.
But it's
the money
owned
that purchased
by
it
everybody.
Was,
I
not
mean,
really.
That's the claim. No. That's how many people
right.
feel.
They ownership they is, with trespassing.
Ownership is perceptual, and people perceive that they own government stuff
sure,
sort of communally.
Sure. Well, I'm not saying it would be an easy PR thing. I'm just saying I wouldn't oppose that happening.
It's a bad idea, and I oppose bad ideas. Do you think it's a good idea?
What, to blow things up?
Yes.
No, I don't generally think that's
a good
idea.
So you think it's a bad idea?
But I wouldn't have a problem with, filling locks with epoxy to prevent people from coming into City Hall in the morning or you know, putting nails down in
the police parking lot. I think that those instances are something just shy of revolution, okay? And what you should use them for instances like when you know, terrible things are happening. If you're going to put sugar in a cop's gas tank, it should only be because they're taking an important person to jail or something. I mean, like you should be stopping terrible action with terrible. Those are terrible things, and you
true because they could use the cop car to do something decent. I suppose there's the possibility they could actually use the cop car for a good purpose.
Yeah, it's a bad idea. I mean, you know, you're going to be labeled anti-government protesters have vandalized city property.
Yeah, that's my sort of reservation with the whole idea that you're presenting here is how's the government going to use this? What kind of mileage are they going to get out of it if somebody is to go to City Hall and burn it to the ground overnight? Nobody's hurt, but all the computers, all the equipment's destroyed.
Yeah, but aren't we talking about a difference in degrees? I mean, you went to City Hall last week with a bullhorn and you disrupted their activities. Shouldn't you have just been quiet and kept to yourself? I mean, how's that look?
I think it's an issue of degrees. I think he's absolutely right here. That it's for me a denial of service attack, and I don't know what that is precisely.
It makes,
flooding somebody's websites with stuff isn't vandalism. It's or if it is, it's a small level of it. Or bullhorning, in your case, bullhorning outside of a city hall meeting is I understand you're putting stumbling blocks in front of their efficiency, which is what that is. And certainly blowing up a building is the same thing. But I think it is an issue of degrees.
And there's a distinction too. I want to bring out.
Okay, please.
On the internet, I can bring up my own website. That's cityofkeensucks.com if I wanted to go register that and I can say whatever I want on there pretty much. But when it comes to like the city council meeting, I can't go in there and speak. They only have special city sure. council meetings where you can address the whole city council. So they've eliminated that, and that's why I feel it's a little more justified, bullhorning the meeting to disrupt it.
Oh, I think you're entirely justified to disrupt them in whatever way that you see fit, mm-hmm. because I don't see any problem with disrupting the commission of violence.
Yeah.
I mean, because they may not be committing violence directly on people on a regular basis, but the threat is always there. They are working for an organization, as nice as they might be, and a lot of the government people are very nice folks, personally. But as nice as they might be personally, they're still hurting people. They're still threatening people. And so I would have no problem with someone going in there with a big magnet to their computers or something like that and just essentially wiping their crap out. None whatsoever. I mean, who would really shed a tear over having the entire property tax system in any given town completely just destroyed? Well, that would just cause them so much heartache and trouble and difficulty, and it really wouldn't take that much effort from somebody who wanted to monkey wrench to that extent. Just to completely destroy their systems. I don't see what the problem with that is. You took it to the extreme, Mark, by blow up a building. Well, there's nobody around. Well, okay, if there's nobody around and somehow you could guarantee that, then I wouldn't be opposed to it. I wouldn't advocate it because I agree with you. The public relations is a real problem. But if all of a sudden they show up to their work, their offices one morning getting ready to do their usual fleece the taxpayers for their property taxes or whatever.
They turn on their computer and won't.
And their computers won't turn on or whatever. the card drives are just clicking over and over again and nothing's happening. Then I would say there's nothing wrong with that.
I agree. I see where you're coming from, and I don't disagree with that. However, what I'm telling you is there's plenty of places in the United States that aren't as up to date as Keene, New Hampshire is as far as its property taxes mm-hmm. and stuff. I likely could take care of all the property tax records in
by
the
hand.
Town that I live in with a little bit of gasoline and take out town hall.
Oh,
and
I see
I'll bet you it's unoccupied at midnight on a
it's
on
unoccupied
night.
Every day for the most part.
Right. In my town, they're only there for a few hours a week.
Like on Thursday, four hours a day or something.
Right. It's something like that. It's right. It's ridiculous trying to find these people in the office. So
and then good luck for them to build their town
So, and I wouldn't, though, to me, that seems wrong to do something like
that. It seems
like
wrong,
that.
Doesn't it? But they're hurting people. So who cares? 800-259-9231. I wonder what you think. 800-259-9231.
You think Ian's a madman, for instance?
Well, I'm not saying I would go and do these things, but I wouldn't shed a tear.
If you wouldn't do it, you don't advocate it.
I'm not advocating it necessarily. I'm just saying I think I don't think I would oppose it. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. Is capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.